USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Critics say the plan is too big, that it costs too much. But let me ask a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you have me cut out?
President Joe Biden's challenge to Republicans as a COVID-19 relief package is set for a vote in the House on Friday. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, responds to the president.
First of all, the minimum wage doesn't belong in there. The Congressional Budget Office says it would cost 1.4 million jobs we'd lose. Second, $350 billion for bailouts to poorly run states, clearly not necessary.
The United States has carried out an airstrike on a structure connected to an Iranian-backed militia in Syria, following three separate rocket attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A joint hearing taking place in the Texas House regarding last week's power outages. The State Affairs and Energy Resources Committee are hearing testimony from energy executives over the winterization preparation following that storm that left millions in the dark. A bipartisan commission has a message for the U.S. Navy.
Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. The USS Bonhomme Richard is an 844-foot-long Wasp-class amphibious assault ship of the United States Navy commissioned in 1998. Serving as support for the Marine Corps, the ship resembles a smaller version of an aircraft carrier. The ship was severely damaged by an accidental explosion during maintenance in July 2020 while docked in San Diego, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. Hasbro, the company that makes a potato-shaped plastic toy, is giving the Spud a gender-neutral new name, Potato Head. The change will appear on boxes this year. The calls are growing louder for South Dakota Attorney General Jason Runsberg to resign after he fatally struck a pedestrian. Runsberg saying he thought he hit a deer, but in newly released police interrogation video, an officer tells Runsberg the victim's glasses were found inside his car.
I did not see the glasses until you saw it.
Sure.
So the only way for them to get there is through the windshield.
The accident happened on the night of September 12th. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issuing a statement saying that the charges have been filed against Runsberg and he should step down. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the Biden administration's federal retail pharmacy program for COVID-19 vaccination. Visiting a Washington, D.C. area pharmacy on Thursday, Harris said they're working on bringing up the supply of the vaccine.
So it's a process. We do believe by the end of the summer that everybody will be vaccinated in terms of the availability of vaccines at the very least. That is our hope, everyone will get vaccinated. So we do believe by the end of the summer we should have enough vaccines.
The program is expanding vaccination opportunities in neighborhoods where access might not be readily available. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.